You're listening to the audio production of It's a God Thing, When Miracles Happen to Everyday People, created by Don Jacobson and Kay Love, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Matt Baher, Brooke Bryant, Nan Gurley, Devin O'Day, and Gabe Wicks.
Introduction. You hear a lot of talk about miracles these days. Are they real? Skeptics will say that miracles are nothing but wishful fairy tales. Even some people who identify themselves as Christ followers express doubts about them from time to time. For that matter, what exactly gets defined as a miracle? There are certainly occurrences for many people that are, above all else, unexplainable. Whether it is a tumor that has suddenly disappeared from a medical scan, a near-death experience, or simply unexpected provision that appears out of nowhere, many have been left with thankful hearts and few words to say other than, "It's a God thing." These experiences are far more common than one may realize. We believe as you read the stories in It's a God Thing, you will come to believe that God really did, and still does, use His power and love to work for and on behalf of His people, His children. We hope you find fresh encouragement and joy as you read these testimonies given by your brothers and sisters from around the world. From almost 1,400 stories, we selected these 46 to represent the ways in which God works in our lives through His protection, provision, and physical and emotional healing. Some of the stories will make you say, "Wow, that's a miracle." Others, perhaps not so dramatic, will help you begin to identify the more subtle ways in which God has worked or perhaps is working on your behalf even now to transform you into the image of His Son. We wanted to include those stories as well because they remind us that God's guidance is all around us, each and every day. In fact, perhaps the greatest miracle is the act of salvation that is available for all who sincerely seek it. Please know that we are praying for you, and we look forward to hearing how God uses the stories in It's a God Thing to encourage you and make a difference in your life.
Chapter 1. Escape, by Brenda Jacobson. It is easy to love London. All that history, those theaters, the shops, those winding lanes that weave their way back through time, it just seems magical. So when my son, Blair, graduated from high school and signed up for a term of study in England, I knew I wanted to accompany him on the trip over. Like any mother, I was going to miss him, and I wanted to be able to picture him more clearly in the months he was away. And what better...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?